Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The King James Version of the Bible renders the Greek word diakonos in three different ways. In some passages, the word is translated minister. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man?" 1 Corinthians 3:5. Sometimes the word is translated servant. "Then said the king to his servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew 22:13. Occasionally the word is transliterated deacon. "Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre." 1 Timothy 3:8. The basic meaning of the word is servant, and should be so translated, as most modern versions do. If the King James Version had consistently rendered the word servant, it would have avoided some of the confusion surrounding the word minister. The Greek diakonos is used 30 times in the New Testament, 22 times by the Apostle Paul. In the Colossian letter alone, Paul used the word 4 times. He called Epaphras our dear fellow servant and a faithful minister of Christ. Colossians 1:7. Paul referred to himself as a minister of the gospel. Colossians 1:23. He spoke of his sufferings for the cause of Christ, and filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Colossians 1:24-25. Later in the book of Colossians, Paul mentions Tychicus, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Colossians 4:7. What did Paul mean when he speaks of his being a minister of the church? He certainly did not mean that his commission to preach the gospel originated with the church. He was speaking of his duty to help the church to reach the lost for Jesus Christ, to grow in grace and in knowledge, and to provide for the needs of the poor, the orphans, and the widows. He was a minister or servant of the church because first and foremost, he was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no man, either in ancient times or in modern times, has ever been more devoted to helping churches than the Apostle Paul. From the time he began to preach the gospel until his death, every waking hour was dedicated to building up churches for greater service in the kingdom of God. But his work among the churches was not dictated by the churches, but by the Lord. Paul was made a servant of the church according to the dispensation which was given unto him for the Colossians to fulfill the word of God. Colossians 1:25. The word dispensation comes from a Greek word meaning stewardship or administration or economy. Personally, I prefer the word stewardship. God gave Paul his responsibilities as an apostle because he knew Paul would be faithful as a steward. 1 Corinthians 4:2. How absolutely essential it is for one who preaches the gospel to be faithful to God's truth. Paul urged Timothy to commit the things which he had heard to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:1. When a preacher or a teacher promotes himself or his personal wishes, he no longer has a right to stand in the pulpit. He should preach only the word. 2 Timothy 4:2. Paul's obligation to God and to his hearers was to preach fully and faithfully the word which had been committed unto him. Thank you, and may God bless you.